Why did the politician cross the floor? Huh? To get to the other side, they do that. Politicians, they cross the floor. That's what it's called. It's a bad thing. It's been going on forever, and it's happened in virtually every country, most recently in Canada, but in the U.S., more than 20 politicians, oh, it's taken them 100 years, have crossed the floor, whereas Canada's had 300 in the last not-so-many years. It just kind of keeps going on, and other countries have it as well. And why? What is it about? I think it's a terrible thing, and let's kind of drill down into it and see what happens. Three conservatives in Canada recently have crossed the floor to the Liberal side. So they're now Liberals. Hold it. We just had an election not that long ago, and they were conservatives. Who are you? But the conservatives, they're, I don't know, their problem. How come you nominate people like this? I mean, you have values. You have conservative values. The Liberals have commie values. And the candidates should have the same values as you and the cha-cha. So, obviously, they did not, because now they've crossed, right? So, the Liberal government, though, they need a majority government. They just need one. They're only, I think, they were 3 or 4 seats short. Now they're one short, and they're out canvassing to get one more conservative. How are they doing that? Are they bribing them? Are they threatening them? Are they giving big positions and minister positions and big raises? How about all the above? I mean, it's just going on all of the time, and it's not a new thing, but it continues to be a bad thing. I mean, a few countries have legislation that prohibits floor crossing. They all should have, because it's just wrong. Many countries have legislations that actually provides elected members to represent the whole people, and are not bound by constitutional principles and are bound only to their conscience. Well, firstly, these people mostly don't have a conscience. What's going on? But, you know, just more stuff. I mean, floor crossing, it impacts political stability. Floor crossing violates voters. Violates, you know what I mean. And it invalidates the votes. It really does. Floor crossing makes the crosser a bad person. He's a liar, she. They lie, they cheat, they get the job, and then they go on. I mean, that's like getting a job to make hamburgers and sell hamburgers in a restaurant, and the boss comes to work, and there you are, you're selling shoes. I mean, you crossed. You did something silly. Go away. I mean, it's, again, not a nice thing. So how do we fix that? I got to fix. Just stick with me here. Now, who does own a political seat? That's a good question. Who owns it? Is it the political party? Is it the elected member? Or no one? No one owns it. So you have a seat. You leave the seat. There has to be an election. Kind of makes sense. There should be an election. You shouldn't be allowed to get elected under one banner and then cross over to the floor and have another banner with different values and different everything. And that's just, it's wrong. You know, I have more here. Just let me look. There has to be a consequence. That's good. There needs to be consequence. So how do you fix it? Well, firstly, let's kind of mix this with recall. There should be recall in every country. And in some there are, but it's complicated. You have to go out and get zillions of signatures and so on. And I think what should happen, using Canada again as an example, because recently they've had these three commie conservative guys, we'll call them that, CCs, that have crossed over to the real commie liberals. And so what do you do with them? Well, I think you can do it with recall. Firstly, I think the riding association of every riding should be a coveted position. Everybody should want to be a director. And I think that board should have the right to fire or discipline anyone who is the candidate, or particularly if they're an elected candidate, right? So the people, they call them the shareholders. The board of directors call them the board of directors. And then you have the elected member who's the CEO. And CEOs can be fired in the real world. Politicians, they can't so much, but that needs to change. So, you know, let me tell you about the politician who was elected. Bad guy, crossed the floor several times, made everybody dizzy, and then he died. And so up he went, and Peter met him, and he says, we're going to give you the tour. So it'll be a two-day tour. The first day, I'm going to take you to hell. So he got on the elevator and took this guy to hell, the elected politician. And he spent the day there. And there was pretty girls and beaches and caviar and corn of the cob and all kinds of things. It was really, really nice. Fluffy clouds. And he was so excited. He thought, this is wonderful. And this is hell. And so the next day, St. Peter came back and says, now I'm taking you to heaven. So we back in the elevator, got out of it, and here's just a terrible dump. Garbage everywhere and people stabbing people and rashes, and it was awful. And the politician looked at St. Peter and said, how can this be? This is heaven. Yesterday you showed me hell. And Peter looked at him and he said, well, yesterday we were campaigning. Today we voted. Politicians, you gotta love me. See ya.